back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Russia is sensing weakness in the West. It's sensing weakness in NATO, and it's sensing weakness in the United States. What is the origin of the weakness? The weakness in our country is the disunity, the January 6th insurrection, the refusal of a lot of people in the Republican Party to accept the peaceful transfer of power, the tendency among Republican leaders to attack their president when he's standing up to the Ukraine genocide and not Putin. In the NATO countries, Russia senses weakness in Germany. Germany has a green socialist government, more of a pacifist government. Germany also has a long history of making war against Eastern European countries, including Russia. They invaded Russia. Hitler did. He tried to and was driven back. They invaded Ukraine, occupied it, and killed millions of people. Germany should not be the barometer of caring about whether Slavic lives get killed anywhere, much less in Ukraine, to put it quite bluntly. Then Russia has Serbia. Now, Serbia is not in NATO. We'd like to be in NATO. Serbia is pro-Russian. They had big crowds in the street demonstrating for Russia. They're not in the EU and they're not in NATO, but they'd like to be. Hungary is tending pro-Putin. Viktor Orban, the right-wing increasing dictator of Hungary, even though he's in NATO, has said that Zelensky is his opponent, not Putin. I almost said Hitler. Not Putin, Hitler. So they sense disunity, but they're mistaken. The UK, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the big kahunas are solidly against Putin. And so are the Eastern European countries like Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Slovenia, all of them. Believe it or not, there are three neutral countries in Europe, and you won't believe who they are. Finland, Sweden, and Austria, believe it or not. Switzerland as well, of course. Switzerland is lucky it's tucked in the mountains in the middle of Europe. They're getting the benefit of a terrific defense because anybody getting to Switzerland would have to fly over elsewhere in Europe. But Finland and Sweden are now thinking of joining NATO. And Austria had a brain in its head, it would too. Finland has an 840-mile border with Russia. Can you imagine? I mean, we have a border with Mexico. It's about 1,700 miles, but, you know, there's 800 or 900 that are trafficked. I mean, can you imagine if the Ruskies were on our southern border? The commie Ruskies, the Nazi Ruskies? Well, that's what Finland has. To the north, we have Canada, the most secure border in the world because they're our friends and allies and they're exactly like us. Can you imagine if the Canadian border were commie Ruskies, Nazis? That's what Finland has. So Sweden also understands it's vulnerable through the Arctic Circle. The Arctic Circle is starting to melt, so Russian ships are sniffing around. So Sweden and Finland have made overtures to join NATO. What did the Russians say? They threatened them with military action. Finland was magnificent, said, okay, go ahead, good luck. What they had as a spokesman this time to say that was not Putin and was not Sergei Lavrov. It was a lower level functionary, a woman in one of the departments. Russia, when it talks about military action and nuclear war, is woofing. They're talking trash. They're scared to death of the West. They should be. We're shutting them down economically. And if it weren't for Trump and the Putin-Trump axis of the Republican Party knifing Biden from the back. That's what we should have been doing right away, early on, when they raise the suggestion of all of that. Say, that's fine. Everybody knows what we have. And here's the deal. You're not going to go in and torment Ukraine. That didn't happen because of the Putin-Trump axis dividing this country. So it's beginning to look as if Finland is going to apply. Their prime minister said they would, to join NATO. And it's beginning to look like Sweden will too, and they'll be in NATO. Now, let me give you a hypothetical. What happens if before they join NATO, Russia invaded both countries, tortured people, tried to starve people? Is there any doubt what NATO would do and what we do? We would use military force to throw the Russians out. Why is Ukraine different from Finland and Russia? They're Slavic people. The Swedes are Scandinavian people. The Finns and the Finnish language is unique. It's sort of, well, it's not like Basque and Hungarian, but it's indecipherable. It's not a Romance language, not related to a Romance language. I don't even know if they can trace it to Proto-Indo-European. Maybe they can. That's for philologists to talk about. But why should that matter? If Finland has an 840-mile border with Russia, you know, Ukraine doesn't have an 840-mile border with Russia. It has a very small border with Russia. It has a border with Belarus. Why are we picking and choosing? I think we should simply designate Ukraine into NATO right now and just say to the Ruskies, get out. Get your carcass out. And then send in our Air Force and just say, look, we have no intention of bombing. We have absolutely no intention of bombing Russia. We like the Russian people. But we are going to stop a genocide that is unworthy of the great Russian people and is being perpetrated in their name. That's what we do in Finland and Sweden. So why aren't we doing it in Ukraine? Why aren't we doing it in Ukraine? And at the very least, why aren't we sending Ukraine Russian MiG jets that have been confiscated by the former Warsaw Pact countries who are now in NATO? I mean, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing that? I'll tell you what. Why aren't we sending them more tanks and artillery and multi-missile launchers and shore-to-ship missiles? I'll tell you what, and I served in the Navy, if I'm on the shore, you know, 20 miles offshore, and I know that they have shore-to-ship missiles, captain of my ship wouldn't say, oh, well, let's just go a little closer and, you know, do this and do that. No way, Jose. No way, Jose. We're going to come on to a break, and the lines are starting to light up. Do not hang up. I say, do not hang up. I want to give you a full chance to make your statement, and I want a full chance to respond. So the lines are alive. Do not hang up. There's tremendous unity in Eastern Europe. Lithuania is now the first EU country to stop Russian gas imports entirely. When is Germany going to do that? The EU is paying Russia $1 billion a day, over $300 billion a year, to fund the Ukraine war for gas and oil. Knock it off. Suck it up. Knock it off. You have blood on your hands by doing that. Lithuania is great. The Eastern European countries are great. Russia's a Nazi state. Has got to be kept out of any country. Going to a break, a quick break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Leroy Brown.